今天我们要思想耶稣基督升天的道理。
We want to talk about the ascension of Christ.
基督是从天而来。
Jesus came from heaven.
又是永远在天上。
And he's forever in heaven.
又在地上成就天上永恒的旨意。
And he accomplished the will of heaven on earth.
借着已经得胜的人心回到天父那里。
With a victorious humanity, he returned to God.
坐在父右边的中保。
And sit on the right hand of God, the intermediary.
基督在历史的显现。
The appearance of Jesus Christ.
是基督教的信仰与所有的宗教绝对本质不同的真正的原因。
It's the real reason Christianity is qualitatively different from other faiths.
圣经告诉我们，宇宙万物因为基督而被造。
The Bible says all things were created through Christ.
因为上帝是透过他的道创造这个世界。
God made the world through His Word.
也为道创造了这个世界。
And the world was created for the Word.
这个道，这个世界是被他造，也是为他而造的。
The world therefore is made by Him and for Him.
当这个道在世界历史中显现的时候
，When this Word appeared in the history of mankind,
他竟然成了肉身。
He became flesh.
这就是那所有的宗教盼望达到的最终极的果效。
This is the ultimate that all faith tries to attain.
就天人之间的合一。
The oneness between heaven and earth.
人与道之间的记忆。
The combination between man and the word.
所不同的地方，圣经告诉我们是道来到世人的中间。
But the difference is that the Bible says the word became flesh.
不是人能到道哪里去。
Not for men to become the word.
所以讲约翰福音第十六章第二十八节就把这个双重的形成很清楚地讲出来。
The Gospel of John chapter 16 verse 28 tells us this dual purpose.
耶稣基督在约翰十六章二十八节告诉我们。
Jesus Christ says in John chapter 16 verse 28.
我从父出来到了世界。
I come from the Father to the world.
我又离开世界。回到父哪里去
？Now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father.
这一点就告诉我们，基督教与所有宗教的动机不同的地方在哪里
？Here we see that Christianity has a different motive from all other faiths.
所以宗教的动机是人从人世界出发，盼望回到有一位的神那里去。
The purpose of all faith comes from the human being wanting to go back to God.
这个动机是人本的。
And this is man-centered.
是以人为主体的。
Man is the object here.
以神为客体的。
And God the subject.
我到父那里去。
I go to the Father.
我去寻找他。
I seek the Father.
我去达到他那里。
I am the person that goes to Him.
耶稣基督完全不一样。
But not the case for Jesus Christ.
我从父出来到了世界。
I come from the Father to the world.
基督教信仰的源头不是从人做本位的。
And so the source of Christianity is not man-centered.
基督教信仰是以神做出发点。
The faith of Christianity is God-centered.
神把基督差到这个世界上来。
God sends Christ to the world.
所以基督的源头是父上帝的差遣。
The source of Jesus Christ is the sending by God.
基督的使命在地上成全天父的旨意。
His mission is to fulfill the heavenly will on earth.
耶稣基督我从父出来到世界的时候。
When Jesus said, I came from the Father and entered the world,
接下来就是我又离开世界回到父那里去。
He followed by saying, now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father.
这样如果我们说所有的宗教是个单方向的路程，
We can say all faith has a unidirection.
基督教的信仰是双方向的路程。
But Christianity has two directions.
是从神那里到人间，再把人间带到神那里。
It comes first from God to humanity and then humanity back to God.
所有的宗教是从人这里做出发点，回到他们所说的上帝那里去。
All faith starts from man attempting to go back to God.
这样以人为原本的，就没有办法保证人可以到他要到的地方去。
Therefore, a man-centered faith cannot guarantee that we will reach our destination.
神从他本源差遣基督到世界，完成使命。把罪人从世界带回神那里去的时候
But when God sent Christ to the earth fulfilling salvation and bring mankind back to him
这一个印证是很有力的
And this affirmation is very important
因为神做出发点
Because God was the prime
mover 神有无限的能力
He is almighty
神有永恒的旨意
He is eternal
这样神差遣基督到世上来的时候
When he sent Christ to the world
表明了这位上帝是个关怀的上帝
It means that this is a God that cares.
这个上帝是主动与人发生关系的上帝。
It is a God that took the initiative to come to have relationship.
上帝是不把被造的人撇在这个世界的上帝。
He is not a God that has forsaken his creatures.
叫人透过神所预备在基督里的救恩，可以回到他那里去。
To the salvation in Jesus Christ, humanity can return back to God.
为这缘故，基督的道成肉身。
Therefore, the incarnation of the Word
跟基督的升天
and His ascension
是同样重要的两个程序
are two procedures that are equal to each other.
耶稣基督道成肉身的时候
when Jesus came in the flesh
是神来到人间
God came to earth.
当耶稣基督升天的时候
but in the ascension of Jesus Christ
是代表人间回到神那里去。
It represented how humanity has returned back to God.
这两要点之间
in this, between these two important points,
隐藏了其他三方面的要点。
There are three areas that are important.
第一
Firstly,
就是基督在地上无罪而得胜的生活。
The victorious sinless life of Jesus Christ on earth.
就是耶稣基督在十字架上代替罪人受审判的刑罚。
The second one is Jesus taking on the punishment for sinners on the cross.
就是基督受刑罚有得胜罪恶的复活。
The third one is the victory over sin in his resurrection.
这三件跟前头的两件配合起来。
When you combine this with the other two points,
这五点就是基督教所讲的福音。
These five areas constitute the gospel of Christianity.
构成福音的五大历史事实。
These are five historical facts of the gospel.
就是基督的降生。
The birth of Jesus Christ.
基督的得胜。
The victory of Christ.
基督的代死。
The death of Jesus.
基督的复活。
The resurrection of Christ.
基督的升天。
And the ascension of Christ.
这五大历史事件。
All these five historical facts.
实实在在曾经发生的 historical facts.
Were things that actually happened in a human history.
这种历史性的事实。
All these historical facts
是在一个人的每个生命中间发生出来的。
Happen on an individual life.
所以当我们信福音的时候
，When we say we believe in the gospel，
我们说信的不是教条，而是一位真正的救主。
We do not just believe in some teachings, but a true and living person.
我们信的不是单单一些呢，没有产生出来的空洞理想中间的这个信条。
Or we do not believe in doctrines that come about from human imagination.
乃是存有的本体来到世界显现他与人关系中间的历史事件。
But the historical facts of the one who was self-existing being on earth with men.
所以当别的宗教说我信的是什么事，是什么教条，是什么理论的时候。
When other faith followers of other faith proclaim that they believe in this or that.
保罗说我深知我所信的是谁。不是什么。
The Apostle Paul says, I know whom I believe, not what I believe.
这位谁是谁呢？
Who is this person?
就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
It is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
我们在基督里会见了神的生命。
In Christ, we receive the life of God.
我们在基督里明白了神的智慧。
In Christ, we understand the wisdom of God.
我们在基督里领受了神的救恩。
In Christ, we receive the salvation of God.
我们在基督里得到圣灵的应许。
In Christ, we have the promises of the Holy Spirit.
我们在基督里明白一切的真理。
In Christ, we understand all truth.
因为上帝本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的在基督里面居住。
All the attributes and abundance of God was exemplified by Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣经这许许多多有关于基督的章节。
All the verses about Jesus Christ.
都显出了这个位格所隐藏的就是神的自己。
Shows us that he is God indeed.
怪不得耶稣基督说你们认识我的不是认识我你们是认识差我来的父。
That was why Jesus Christ said, when you know me, you do not know me alone, but the Father that has sent me.
看见我的不是看见我那是看见那差我来的父。
And he said, you do not see me, but the Father that sent me.
你信我的人不是信我乃是信那差我来的父。
You do not believe in me, but the Father that has sent me.
我们要从这五点开始解释福音的意义。
From these five areas, we want to explain the meaning of the gospel.
这五点在整个历史中间以所有人间曾经发生过的事情绝对在本质上是不一样的。
All these five historical facts are qualitatively different from all other human events.
这五点是历史中间有一永恒有绝对关联的意义。
These five events have meaning that is associated with eternity.
这五件历史事件 就不是时间性的东西。
And these five historical facts are not just matter relating to time.
乃是永恒性的东西。
But facts that relate to eternity.
时间的东西在时间过程中产生，可在时间的过渡中间也消灭掉。
Things that are created by time could be obsoleted by time itself.
时代中间产生的东西被另外一个时代淘汰的时候，它就不可能产生永恒的意义。
Things that are generated in one generation may be obsolete by the next generation and has no meaning.
反正时代产生出来的神学一定被另外一个时代的神学所淘汰掉，就不能给信徒带来永远的价值。
A theology that comes about from a certain time will be obsoleted by another time and it has not eternal value.
历史事件与上帝永恒的旨意发生关联的时候，
But when a historical fact has a relationship with the eternal will of God,
这些历史事件不但是有价值、有意义的永恒存有，更是决定于在永恒中间被拣选、被预定、被呼召的存有，有真正生命存有的内容。
These facts not only have eternal value, it also determines all who have been called into the eternal will of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以这样的用时间的本质来看，它不是在时间中的过程所产生的事件。
From the angle of time, then, these facts are not just simply product of time.
它乃是永恒与时间接触产生出来的火花。
They are sparks that occurred when eternity were in contact with time.
用希腊文不同的字来描写的时候，
when we understand this from the Greek language,
因为这些世界的源头是永恒，
because the source of all these events is eternity.
暂时过程中间就变成了一个时刻，而不是一个时间。
It becomes a moment in time.
Kairos.And not Chronos.
It is in Greek, it's Kairos and not Chronos.
在希腊文里面 ，Chronos 是机械式，能够度过而不有不一定有永恒价值的这些时间的实质叫做 Chronos.
In the Greek language, Chronos refers to a mechanical progression of time.
但是另外一个字 Kairos 就是永远不会失去意义，在永恒中间有价值，存在时间过程中间的一些实质，这个叫做。Kairos.
But Kairos refer to actual things that has eternal value.
我们应当把 Kairos 跟 Chronos 分开来。
We need to segregate these two areas.
像耶稣基督在历史上的显现，每时每刻都变成一个 Kairos.
The appearance of Jesus Christ every single moment is a Kairos.
特别是这五个历史事实。
Especially in these five areas.
基督的降生是永远不会重复的一个历史事实。
The birth of Jesus Christ is a historical fact that will not be repeated.
基督五岁生活以及他的得胜是没有任何一个人可以完全与他相同的一个时刻。
His sinless life will be something that no other person can imitate.
基督为我们死是按照上帝所定的时间为我们死，这是个永远不 repeat 永远不重复的一个时刻。
The death of Jesus Christ was in accordance to the time set by God, something that will never be repeated.
这个时刻就是诗篇一百第十八篇里面所讲的，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们要在其中欢喜快乐。
This is what Psalm 118 says. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
耶稣基督从死里复活的时刻是个历史上永远不可以再重复的时刻。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ was a historical fact that will never be repeated.
耶稣基督升天的那一天，那个时刻是历史上永远不再重复的一个时刻。
In the same manner, the ascension will be a historical fact that cannot be repeated.
这五点
All these five areas
就成为福音在历史上显现的时刻
are the moment where the gospel appeared in history.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在人类的历史中间
in the history of mankind,
在时间被造同被成全的过段中间
in the progression of time from the moment it's created till its end,
这几个特别的时刻
all these special moments
构成了神的永恒中间为世人所定的救赎计划在人间被成全的意义
constitute the plan of salvation that God has created in eternity for mankind.
因为这些时刻曾经出现
because these moments once occurred in history,
我们可以享受永远的生命
we are able to enjoy an eternal life.
透过在这些时刻里面彰显了救主的能力
all these moments manifested the power of the Savior.
我们得罪罪的权势
And because of that, we have victory over sin.
我们为这些时刻曾经存在
for all the existence of all these moments.
我们就以我们的主永永远远存在。
Because of that, we can exist forever with our Lord.
当我们的主面对、经历这些时刻的时候
，When our Lord experienced all these historical moments,
他曾经经历很大的悟性上的痛苦。
He experienced a lot of pain and suffering in his understanding.
所以他甚至曾经祷告，父啊，求你救我脱离这时候。
Even to the extent that he asked that the Lord remove him from this moment.
这个祷告是很令人感到很惊奇的。
This is a prayer that will astonish us.
因为历史上从来没有人这样祷告。
No one has ever prayed in this manner in history before.
我们可以用别句话代替，你就明白我要表达的是什么。
We can explain this in another manner.
你说主啊，救我脱离这困难。
You say, Oh Lord, deliver me from this difficulty.
主啊，救我脱离这个坏蛋。
Oh Lord, deliver me from this person.
主啊，救我脱离这个环境。
Oh Lord, deliver me from this environment.
主啊，救我脱离这一件事。
Oh Lord, deliver me from this incident.
这是我们都明白的祷告。
These are things that we understand.
但是父啊，求你救我脱离这时候。
But Oh Lord, deliver me from this moment.
表示在从时间的过程中间被拔出来。
It tells us that he wants to be delivered from the process of time.
不在时的永居的捆绑限制中间继续活下去。
That he may not continue to live in the constraint of time.
上帝，求你救我脱离这个时候。
Oh Lord, deliver me from this time.
接下去耶稣怎么讲呢
？And then Jesus said,
我原是为这个时候而来。
But I come for this moment.
所以这个时刻就是成全上帝旨意的时刻。
It means this is a moment to fulfill the will of God.
上帝的旨意绝对不在时间过程中间才计划出来。
And the will of God is not a product in the progression of time.
上帝的旨意在永恒中间，甚至在时间没有被造以前已经计划出来了。
The will of God is planned even before the creation of time.
这个永恒的旨意跟历史上某些时刻已建立起来的时候。
When the eternal will of God has a relationship with certain point in human time.
还有可能把在时间中间过活的人带到永恒的价值里面去。
This is the reason why mankind that is constrained in time space can be brought to eternity.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
为这个时刻。
For this moment.
基督死了。
Jesus died.
基督受苦。
Jesus suffered.
在这个时刻里面。
At this time.
基督成就了永恒的旨意。
Jesus fulfilled eternal will.
在这个时刻的成就里面。
In this time.
基督救我们脱离时代、时间、淘汰、过程中间消灭的命运。
Jesus save us from destruction, the destiny in this progression of time.
使我们可以享受永永远一生在天家的喜乐。
That we may enjoy the eternal joy with our Father in heaven.
这样你就明白为什么叫做这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
This is why the Bible says that the world and its desires will pass away.
唯独遵循上帝旨意的人是永远长存。
Only those who do the will of God will live forever.
这就是永恒透过历史时刻。战胜时间淘汰的一件奥秘。
And this is the mystery showing us how eternal will can have victory over temporal time.
当我们用这些的了解去认识圣经的时候
，When we understand the Bible from all these angles,
你就明白基督的道成肉身什么意思。
We will understand what it means by the word becoming flesh.
基督胜过罪恶的生活什么意思
？What does it mean for Jesus to have victorious sinless life?
基督为罪人代死的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of the atonement of Christ?
基督从死里复活什么意思
？What does it mean for Jesus Christ to be resurrected?
基督的升天又是什么意思
？And what does the ascension mean?
那这五件的事就变成整个时间过程中间最重要的历史时刻。
And these five things become the most important historical facts in life.
因为在这些超过历史。记忆的永恒时刻里面，与主发生关系的人都可以进到永恒的中间去。
Every human being that has a relationship with these five historical events can enter into eternity.
历史的开始就是神的创造。
History started with the creation by God.
结束是神的成全。
And the history will end by God.
这五点是另外两点中间没发生的。
And these five events occurred between the two beginning point and the end point.
那两点就是叫做 creation point 跟 consummation point.
It is the creation and the consummation point.
上帝借着创造开始了万有。
Through creation, God created everything.
上帝的成全之后，就是万有以他合而为一。
And at the consummation, all things will be one with Him.
所以，上帝使创造成为时间的起点。
When creation occurred, time started.
上帝使成全成为万有时间的终点。
And at the consummation, time will end.
时间的起点与终点之间的这个叫做暂时的过程。
It, from the starting and the end of time, we have the temporal progression.
就在基督福音的那五点中间所成全的，成为永恒的盼望。
Only these five events that we have mentioned carries eternal hope.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们今天前面这一段讲的有一些深。
Some of the things we say are a bit profound.
我相信你再听几次以后。
But maybe after you hear this a few more times,
你就明白永恒与暂时中间圣经提出的这就是何等的伟大。
You will see the greatness of what the Bible is teaching us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣在世界上的时候，
when Jesus was on earth,
他们对他的降生当作一点都没有什么超常的地方。
They didn't think much about his birth.
整个犹太人正在沉睡的时候。
When all the Jews were sleeping,
全感动远方的外邦人看见有一个王生出来的，他的心我们看见了，犹太人就没有一个知道什么意义。
God inspired the Gentiles to observe the stars, and they know that a king was born.
当耶稣死的时候，
and when he died,
那些钉他的人很高兴，因为他们成功了。
Those who crucified him were very happy because they had succeeded.
那些审判他的人很欢喜，因为他们除去了他们的仇敌。
The judges were very happy because their enemies disappeared.
上帝兴起一个外邦的拜服长说，我真看见他就是上帝的儿子。
And God raised a Gentile centurion who said, truly, this is the Son of God.
你看见这些所谓认识上帝的人是何等糊涂，何等没有见识吗？
So you see how ignorant these so-called people of God were.
为什么基督的生是叫外邦人来认出他的意义的？
Why was the birth of Christ only witnessed by the Gentiles?
为什么基督的死是叫罗马钉钉来看准他的价值呢？
Why was the Roman centurion the only person that could recognize the meaning of his death?
有关耶稣基督的升天。
About his ascension.
有关耶稣基督再来。
About his coming again.
到底圣徒对这些历史价值的时刻了解多少？
How much does the Son of God know about all these things?
求主可怜我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我看见了许多所谓基督徒的，趁着耶稣降生的日子，他酩酊大醉，无欧不酌。
We see a lot of Christians in the day of Christmas getting drunk and indulging in all sorts of evil deeds.
许多作为基督徒的人，自称信耶稣的人，在基督教的节期中间，有更多的罪恶，有更多比世界不如的没有道德的生活表现出来。
Many Christians exemplify a life of indulgence worse than many sinners in Christian festivals.
让我们今天思想耶稣基督升天的时候，
Let us, when we think about the ascension of Christ today,
敬畏神的心来了解这个历史时刻。
Let us understand this with a heart of reverence and awe.
耶稣基督到世界上来的时候，
When Christ came to the world,
他是以圣道真理的身份成为受限制血肉的身体。
As the word and the truth, he became flesh, constrained by the physical body.
他对门徒显现的时候，常常以人子称呼他自己。
And when he appeared to the disciples, he called himself the Son of Man.
这隐藏了一个真言里面所讲的话，他乐意住在人的中间。
This is what we read from Proverbs, that he was willing to live among us.
我从小就注意到，为什么耶稣不说神子来，神子来，他又说人子来。人子来。
When I was young, I was curious why Jesus said, I'm the Son of Man and not Son of God.
又是神子，又是人子。
He's Son of God and Son of Man.
神的儿子位分比人的儿子是高的太多了。
Of course, the Son of God is of a much higher status than the Son of Man.
为什么耶稣基督很乐意称自己为人子？
But why was Jesus willing to call himself the Son of Man?
这是基督与所有师徒不同的地方。
This was the difference between Christ and all other disciples.
全本新约圣经没有任何一个师徒曾经一次用人子来称耶稣基督。
In the entire New Testament, the not one disciple called Jesus the Son of Man.
他们称耶稣为主。
They call him Lord.
称耶稣为基督。
Christ.
称耶稣为王。
The King.
称耶稣为弥赛亚。
The Messiah.
基督为上帝的儿子。
The Son of God.
基督是主。
The Lord.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
永远可称颂的上帝。
The God that is to be praised forever.
是为使者，为大祭司。
The priest.
是我们的中保
Our mediator
没有一个使徒曾经称过耶稣是人子
But not a single disciples have called him the Son of Man.
所以人子这个名称是基督自己介绍自己的时候最多用的名字。
It was a term that Christ used the most when he introduced himself.
如果基督本身是神的儿子。
If Christ was the Son of God,
基督本身又是人的儿子。
And also the Son of Man.
至少才有两个相对性的学位。
Surely at least he has two different titles.
一个是高高在上神儿子的地位。
One, the most honorable son of God.
一个非常普遍以我们认同人子的地位。
Another one, a very common son of man.
为什么主耶稣常常自称人子人子而不愿称神子神子呢？
Why would he always refer to himself as a son of man and not the son of God?
是不是他像新派所讲的不敢承认也没有宣布过他是神子派来的神的儿子呢？
Was it like the liberal theologian say he dare not proclaim himself the son of God?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
他成为我们道德的模范。
He is the example for our morality.
他以谦卑的精神来把自己显明在他所服侍的对象的人的面前。
With a heart of humility, he showed himself to those whom he was serving.
如果你有两个学位，
If you have two degrees,
一个是幼稚园毕业，
One is the graduation from kindergarten,
一个是物理修博士，
One is a PhD in physics.
你名片的时候你要说小学毕业常从容，或者你要写你是博士，而叫人知道你的学位也曾经到过这么高的地步。
When you print your name card, do you want to put graduated from a kindergarten or a PhD?
我把这个比喻讲出来的时候
，When I show you this illustration,
你我们的主何等愿意与人为伍
？You will see how much the Lord was willing to be one of us.
正像箴言所讲的，他愿意住在人的中间。
As we have read in Proverbs, he was willing to live among us.
他为上帝为人所预备的大地欢喜快乐。
He was joyous for the land that God has prepared for men.
降卑以人为伍成为他的荣耀。
He was willing to be humbled to, and humility was his glory.
住在人的中间为他的喜乐。
He was joyous to live among men.
这是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
道成肉身的精神。
This is the spirit of the Word becoming flesh.
这是降卑自己的榜样。
This is an example of humility.
这是扶救卑微人楷模。
And this is the example of how we should help the humble.
这是我们灵性最好的表率。
And this is the best example of spirituality.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
现在我就问一个很重要的问题。
I want to ask an important question.
耶稣在地上做人的时候。
When Jesus was on earth,
他是要透过人性的得胜去达到成为中保的可能。
He wants to have victory in his humanity in order to be the mediator.
他绝对不是用神性的特权来超过别人来表示自己得胜的力量。
He does not want to use his privilege as the divine one to show that he has power.
所以无论是四福音。
So it doesn't matter whether it's the gospel.
特别是希伯来书。
Especially the book of Hebrews.
告诉我们他凡事与我们一样。
It tells us that he was the same with us in every aspect.
而你具有血肉的身体。
Since the sons have the flesh.
他也照样亲自成为血肉的身体。
He took upon himself the image of the flesh.
特别要借着死来大败掌死权的魔鬼。
And through death, he has victory over Satan that had control over death.
我们在我们罪的身体中间犯罪抵挡上帝。
We oppose God when we are still in our sinful body.
耶稣在地上起了罪身的形状。
And Jesus took on the image of the sinful body.
凡事受试探。
We have been tempted in all things.
他也照样在一切的事上受试探。
In the same manner, he was tempted in all things.
只是他没有犯罪。
Except he was not sinful.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这位圣洁的主。
This holy and pure God.
这位道成肉身的人子。
The Son of Man who came.
没有罪，却愿意披戴罪身的形状。
He was sinless, but he was willing to take on the image of the flesh.
为我们的缘故，在律法中被定罪案。
For our sake, he bare the judgment in the law.
在肉身中间为我们死。
And died physically for us.
在肉身上面担当我们一切的罪。
And he took upon the burdens of our sin in the flesh.
这里我要问一个很重要的问题。
An important question I will ask.
基督到地上做人的时候。
When Jesus was on earth.
当他披戴血肉的身体的时候。
When he took on the image of the flesh.
当他们有罪身形状的时候。
When he has this image of the sinful flesh.
当他凡事受试探的时候。
When he was tempted in all things.
基督到底有没有可能犯罪？
Was it possible for him to sin?
如果他受试探是站在一个绝对没有可能犯罪的地步来话，
If he was tempted but he cannot possibly sin,
那么他的这圣名是一种演戏，或者一种真正经过试探的圣名。
The question would be, was his victory real?
如果耶稣是绝对不可能因为试探而失败的。
If we say that Jesus Christ cannot possibly fail because of temptation,
真的表演他神性伟大的能力。
It would show that he is just displaying his divinity and his power.
真的逼魔鬼表演他最后一定要失败的可怜的情形。
And he is just forcing Satan to play along with his victory.
如果耶稣没有可能犯罪。
If it is absolutely impossible for Jesus to sin,
他受试探是多余的。
The temptation would have been redundant.
他受试探是演戏。
It would have been just a show.
他受试探不过是告诉我们一些根本我们不需要知道本来就是得胜的那种情形。
The temptation would have been something that is preordained.
所以耶稣基督到底在世界上的时候受试探以后有没有可能犯罪？
So our question remains, was it possible for Jesus to sin in his temptation?
但是我反过来想。
But if we think of it from another angle,
如果这位基督是有可能犯罪，
If it is possible for this Christ to sin,
他有多大的可能？
What sort of possibility is this?
多小的可能犯罪？
Or how small is this possibility?
只要他曾经一秒钟不谨慎，跌倒犯罪。
If for one second he was not cautious and he sinned,
岂不等于上帝永远救人的计划就没有成功的可能？
Does that not mean that salvation would have failed?
那么神有没有一些计划是绝对不能成功的？
Can God has plans that will fail?
或者他有一些事可能会一定失败的。
Or can he have plans that will surely fail?
如果耶稣基督可能犯罪的话，
If Jesus could have sinned,
那我们要怎么想象如果万一耶稣犯罪了？
How can we imagine a situation where he had sinned?
神的旨意怎么成全？
How would the will of God be accomplished?
救赎怎么可能？
How can salvation be possible?
如果耶稣犯罪了，
If Jesus sinned,
那么今天常牧师杨长老站在这里做什么？
What is the point of all our speakers?
我们的这样的聚会，我的祷告也成为明占了我想的把没有功用的一个词。
All our services and our prayers would have been in vain.
主啊，你可能犯罪。
Is it possible, O Lord, that you could sin?
如果你可能犯罪，
If it is possible,
那我不是要你为我祷告，我要为你祷告。
I will need to pray for you.
因为你站在很困难的处境，你面对很可怜的经历，你面对一个不知后来如何的未知数的步骤中间。
Because you are in the progression of uncertainty, like all human beings.
主啊，如果你可能犯罪，
If it is possible, O Lord, for you to sin,
那33年的中间，没有一个人有任何一个把握说。以后是怎么样？
Within the 3 years of your ministry, no one will have the confidence of knowing what will happen next.
连你自己都不知道下一秒钟要发生什么事情。
Even you would not know what will happen in the next second.
如果以神性的全能一定胜过试探的话，
If in your divinity you will surely have victory.
岂不等于你不必做人，因为你是以神性的胜。
Does that not mean that you already have victory? You don't have to be a human being.
如果你像我一样以人性的挣扎去面对试探的话，
But like me, if you have to struggle in your humanity,
岂不能你我一样根本不知道未来如何？
Does it not mean that you are also uncertain about the future?
是不是就是神永恒的旨意就变成暂时中间可以完全挫折的一个不可之数？
If there will be an uncertainty as to whether the eternal will of God can be blocked in a temporal
world. 我们的主到底受试探的时候可能不可能犯罪？
Was it possible for Jesus to sin when he was tempted?
可能吗？好像不可能。
Seems to be impossible.
你说不可能吗？好像可能。
You say it's impossible, seems possible.
那么到底那33年半耶稣可能不可能犯罪？
Was it possible in the 33.5 years of his life for him to sin?
你说我从来没有想到这个地步。
Say, well, I've never thought so.
我只感谢主帮助我得胜试探就好了。
I just give thanks to God for victory over temptation.
那现在给你一个机会，一分钟跟你旁边的人谈好。
Give you a minute to discuss.
你谈这个问题，到底主在世界的时候有没有可能受试探而犯罪？
What the question is, what was it possible for Jesus Christ to have sinned in his temptation?
所以你们现在开始谈了。
Okay, discuss.
跟你旁边的人谈。
With the God.
现在我再问你。
A question.
耶稣在地上可能不可能犯罪？
Was it possible for Jesus to sin?
如果他可能犯罪的话，
If it was possible,
救恩是个未知数。
Salvation will be an unknown.
连上帝都不知道以后变成怎么样。
Even God would not have known what would happen next.
如果耶稣不可能犯罪的话，
If it was not possible,
他故意叫撒旦来试探，那是演一场戏来骗我们。
The temptation of Satan would have been a show.
那么到底耶稣可能不可能犯罪？
Was it therefore possible for him to sin?
好，现在我直接问你了。
Question for you then.
你们认为耶稣在地上可能犯罪？
If you think that it was possible for him to sin,
请举手。
Raise your hand.
侯博士算一算多少人？手放下。你们认为耶稣不可能犯罪的，请举手。
Those who say impossible, raise your hand.
好好，你看教会就分成两派。
So we have two denominations.
耶稣基督到底可能不可能犯罪？
Was it possible for him to sin?
我相信基督论是历史上最伟大，也是最深入，更是最困难有答案的题目。
Christology is the hardest but the most mysterious problem.
一切最大、最深、最难的题目，就是关于耶稣基督的题目。
The hardest topic would be relating to Jesus Christ.
但是最智慧、最伟大的答案都在耶稣基督。
The greatest answer, the greatest wisdom is also found in Jesus Christ.
上帝的丰盛的智慧，一切的奥秘都有形有体，居住在基督的里面。
The abundance of God and His wisdom is seen in Jesus Christ.
主啊，你那个时候没有犯罪。
Oh Lord, you were sinless back then.
是因为你得胜了。
It was because you are victorious.
主啊，那个时候你得胜了。
When you have victory, O Lord,
是因为你有这个伟大的意志抗拒魔鬼。
Was it because you had the will to fight against Satan?
你抵挡罪恶。
You opposed sin.
你坚守上帝的旨意。
You were steadfast on the will of God.
绝对顺从圣灵的引导。
You were absolutely obedient to the Holy Spirit.
你完全降服在上帝主权的下面。
You were completely submissive to God.
这些话你可以从蛛丝马迹看到圣经里面所有的支持。
You can see this from implicitly in the Bible.
但是这些并没有隐藏着主到底有没有可能犯罪的答案。
But this does not give us the answer we need.
主啊，你得胜
的。Lord, you are victorious.
是你得胜的。
You were victorious.
这是历史事实。
This is a historical
fact. 因为你得胜了，才有教会。
Your victory brings about the church.
因为你得胜了，我们今天才传福音。
Your victory brings about us preaching the gospel.
因为如果你没有得胜，就没有所谓福音可言。
If there is no victory, there is no gospel.
福音是福音，因为耶稣就带来好消息。
The gospel is good news of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的得胜是好消息，因为他得胜了罪恶。
His victory is the good news.
耶稣可能不可能犯罪。
Was it possible for him to sin?
主啊，如果你不可能犯罪。
Oh Lord, if it was impossible.
不等于，岂不等于一个穿天甲胄、穿整个钢衣服的人，叫小孩子打他，小孩子打不胜，他说我得胜了。
It's like a person wearing an armor fighting with a child and having victory. The child may hit the armor and then hurt his own hand.
那这个人说，我受许多的攻击，我还是得胜的。
And the man declared victory with an armor.
这有什么意义呢？
There is no meaning in this.
天衣的里面。
You are in a armor.
你在钢甲的里面。
Made of steel.
这种得胜是得胜的。
This victory is meaningless.
你竟然得胜那个手无寸铁、三岁的孩子，用血肉的身体打你的钢甲，你的得胜什么意义？
Your victory is over a child that has nothing in his hand.
所以这个问题不是很简单。
So this is not a simple question.
你不是有我们有生一年、有生之年就可以得到答案。
Not something that we can find answer within our lifetime.
但是伟大的事情就是我们知道问题，不一定知道答案。
The greatness of something is that we know the question but not the answer.
更不伟大的事情，已经知道答案是知错了。
And sometimes we know answers but the answers were wrong.
所以生锈之所以是深奥的。
Theology is profound.
因为生锈可以看出许多困难的所在在哪。
Because theology can identify the source of many problems.
神学之所以是有限制的。
But theology is constrained.
你的神学进了理性的尽头之后，发现我们原来是有限制的。
Because theology will reach the limit of our reason.
这样我们才句句不断用信仰去顺服上帝。
Because of that, we need faith to be obedient to God.
我们用信仰继续探讨上帝的旨意。
And we use faith to continue to understand Him.
当我在有生之年。我的日子的限制，我的理性的限制结束的时候
，At the end of my life, at the end of my reason，
这完全不能证明我是有能力找到，因为我不能找到，就没有人可以找到。
It doesn't mean that because I have not found the answer, no one can find it.
我不是人类的代表。
I do not represent humanity.
我理性的功能是为我自己的限制是非常没有代表世界性。
The functions of my reason has been made for myself. It doesn't represent other people.
我只能说猪啊。
I can only say,
我如同婴孩一样
，like a child，
这么高深莫测的事，我交回给你。
I give you back all this profound knowledge。
我只能以一两句话来表达这件事所带来的困难。
I can only describe the difficulty of this topic in two sentences.
如果你问我，汤姆斯到底耶稣在地上可能不可能犯罪
？If you ask me, Reverend Tong, was it possible for Jesus to sin?
我要很肯定的对你说，可能犯罪。
With firm sentence, I'll tell you yes, he is possible.
你再问第二次，真的耶稣可能犯罪
？But if you ask again, is it truly possible?
我要很肯定的说，他不可能犯罪。
With affirmation, I say it would be impossible.
那说这两句到底什么意思呢
？What does both these sentences mean?
我要告诉耶稣，实在凡事受试探，但是他没有犯罪。
I will tell you truly, he was tempted in all ways, but he did not sin.
他受试探，隐藏着有犯罪的可能吗
？When he was tempted, does that not mean that it was possible to sin?
我说逻辑上是的。
I say, logically speaking, yes.
What Jesus possible to commit sin? Logically, yes.
逻辑上是的。
但你说 what Jesus possible to commit sin? But ontologically, no.
但是从方法论上是不可能的。
从本体论来说，
从本体论，
耶稣基督绝对没有犯罪。
It is not possible for him.
从逻辑论来说
，but from logic,
耶稣基督可能犯罪。
It is possible for him to sin.
那我们的逻辑只能明白到这个地方。
This is the end of our logic.
我们感谢上帝。
We give thanks to God.
这一方面的这个比较不完美的这个结合。
This is not quite imperfect compromise.
我们就知道我们的限制。
Shows us our limitation.
我们从这里可以感谢上帝。
From here we can give thanks to God.
因为主是得胜最后。
That at the end our Lord has victory over death.
主是得胜试探。
He has victory over temptation.
所以他的得胜试探才成为万民的元帅。
Because of his victory, he can be the general of all people.
因为他的得胜的试探成为教会的元首。
Because of his victory over temptation, he is the head of the church.
因为他得胜试探成为我们随时的帮助的根基。
Because he has victory over temptation, he is our ever ready help.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
第三点。
The third point.
我们第一点讲的是他的道成肉身。
We spoke about his birth.
第二点，我们讲了他的得胜罪恶。
We just mentioned his victory over sin.
第三点就是他以无罪的得胜者的身份代替我们上十字架。
The third one will be with a sinless as a sinless person, he took our place on the cross.
这是基督教真理中间最深的奥秘之一。
This is one of the greatest mystery in the Christian truth.
就是代替性的牺牲。
It is the substitution death of Jesus Christ.
Substitutive sacrifice.
The sacrifice of Christ in substitution.
代替性的牺牲。
The sacrifice in substitution for us.
这个观念又是好像不合逻辑的事情。
It seems a pretty illogical thing.
我犯罪，我应该死。
I should die when I sin.
怎么可能有人没有犯罪代替我有罪的人死
？How can a sinless person take my place?
如果罪人的刑罚可以没有罪的人代替他替他死的话。
If the sin of a person can be transferred to a sinless person,
公义的了解要怎么样去解释
？How can we understand justice?
神是公义的
，God is just.
公义怎么可以把罪人当作无罪，把无罪人当作有罪
？In his justice, how can he treat the sinless person as sinful?
怎么可以把一个人没有罪的代替有罪的受刑罚，使那有罪的完全脱离公义的审判
？How can he get someone to substitute the sinful one who will escape?
这个问题的困难。没有书刚才所提到的耶稣基督胜过罪恶可能不可能失败的那个困难
The difficulty of this question is similar to the earlier question
为了在基督论里面的所有的重点
All these important points in Christology
就是超越人的理性限制最深奥最深奥的道理
surpasses all the greatest understanding and wisdom of men
我再用这个问题问你们
I ask you this question again
一个没有罪的人有什么资格代替有罪的人死
How can a sinless person take the place of a sinful person?
一个有罪应该死的人，有什么资格一人代替他逃脱罪恶呢
？How can a sinful person escape judgment because someone took his place?
我们再用一分钟再讨论好不好
？Can we discuss this with another minute?
若是继续这样下去
，If we carry on this way,
你就发现你根本越讨论越难讨论。
You will find that discussion will be difficult.
代替的观念不是新又产生出来的。
This idea of substitution does not come from the New Testament.
代替的观念在伊甸园里面，上帝已经启示出来了。
It is revealed by God in the Garden of Eden.
那是上帝在伊甸园里面启示什么关于代替的真理的
？You may ask where was this revelation?
就是亚当最先犯罪，但是最先死的不是亚当。
Adam was the first to sin, but not the first to die.
亚当犯罪以后，上帝说：“亚当，你在哪里？”
When Adam sinned, God asked Adam, "Where are you?"
上帝把犯罪的亚当逼出来的时候
，When Adam finally appeared，
还没有把他赶出伊甸园以前
，Before he chased him out of the Garden of Eden，
用皮的衣服来给他穿上去。
They were given a clothing made of animal skin。
这个皮的衣服就是代替冠冕的第一次启示。
This is the first revelation of the substitution.
亚当可能看见那一块皮有一个特别的红点，就是他所喜欢的那个动物身上的一个点。
Maybe he recognized the animal skin from his pet.
这样的，昨天跟我玩的，上帝交给我的这只羊，今天剩下一层皮。
And the lamb that God has given to me yesterday, today become the animal skin that
I'm wearing. 亚当第一次得到启示，我先犯罪，但有别的生命先替我死。
The first revelation that Adam might have received was that I sinned, but another animal took my place in
death. 夏娃看见可能牛的皮，可能羊的皮披在他身上的时候，他看见牛羊的尸体就在他旁边流着血，永远不能活过来。
Whereas Eve would have seen the skin that she wore, the carcass of the animal beside her.
所以代替的观念就这样启示下来。
This is how the concept of substitution was revealed.
这是圣经的救赎论里所有宗教所讲的救赎完全不一样的本质。
The way of salvation in the Bible is very different from all other faith.
基督的十字架是代替。
The death of Christ was in substitution.
因为他既然得胜所有的罪的试探，他是绝对无罪的，他就不应该死。
He was absolutely sinless, so he does not deserve death.
我们刚刚很辛苦的了解一点点无罪的意义，马上进到第二点，代罪的可困难。
Earlier we just talked about how difficult it was to understand his sinless status. Now we have to understand his substitution.
主为我死，我怎么了解？
How can I understand the Lord dying for me?
代替同公义之间的原则怎么样调和？
How do we have the harmony between justice and this substitution?
如果我今天到医院里面去，
If I go to the hospital
today, 看见那个16岁的孩子，他SARS快要死了。
If I see a 16-year-old child dying of SARS,
我看他很年轻。
I see the child to be young,
很健壮。
A healthy person,
很高大，
a tall child,
前途很远，
who seems to have a good future.
如果他这样的年龄死，很可惜，很可惜。
It seems to be regretful that the young child should die so young.
相比之下，我已经63岁了。
But now I'm already 63.
我活在世界也不久了。
Maybe I don't have many years left.
我对他说，我们现在来做个交换，好不好？
I say to the child, let us do an exchange.
我把我的衣服给你，你穿我的衣服，你走吧。
I give you my clothing, you wear my clothing and you can leave.
那我躺在你的床上，我来使你出去过几十年的生活。
Let me take your place in the bed, you can leave and then you live many decades of life.
这就是今天我们讲的题目。
This is what we are talking about.
这就是我们讨论的代数可能不可能。
This is the possibility of substitution.
如果真的我把衣服脱给他。
If I indeed give the child my clothes,
他把他病衣给我穿上。
And the child give me the clothing from the hospital.
因为我有伟大的爱心，我乐意躺在他的床上。
Because I have great love, I'm willing to lie on the bed for him.
我让他就这样穿着那一个衣服的就走出去了。
And I allow the child to leave wearing my clothing.
病人的人算数目一样。
When the hospital count the number of patients,
没有一个人是离开这个医院的。
No one will be missing.
因为每个床都是有人在那里。
Every bed would have been occupied.
这样他就活了，我就死了嘛。
Does that mean that the child will live and I die?
不是的。
No.
他到外面死，更多人死。我在里面，我自己也死。
He will kill more people outside spreading the germs and I will die in the hospital.
所以代替的道理是可能的事情吗？
So is it possible for a substitution in death?
这些都是基督论里面最难最难回答的问题。
These are important and difficult questions in Christology.
今天许多的基督徒过了几十年基督教信仰的生活，从来没有好好深思，从来没有好好接触这些问题。
Many Christians have lived a Christian life for decades without thinking about these issues.
圣经给我们解释了这样的答案。
The Bible gave us an explanation.
当我注意圣经在这方面怎么交代这一点的道理的时候，
When I pay careful attention as to how the Bible answers us relating to this,
我从两节圣经得到答案。
I see the answer in two verses.
一节在希伯来书第七章第十六节里面。
The first one is Hebrews chapter 7 verse 46.
另外一章在提摩太后书第一章第九节里。
The other one is 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9.
他有无穷之生命的大能。
He has the power of an unceasing life.
他有不能毁坏的生命。
a life that cannot be destroyed.
这两句话原来的意思差不多是一样。
These two verses have similar meaning.
基督有个不能被毁坏的生命。
Jesus has a life that cannot be destroyed.
他有个无穷的生命。
He has a life that is unceasing.
他在无限信使的代替上产生了真正的可能。
And so it is possible for him to die a substitutionary death.
现在请大家注意这里。
Take note of this.
如果我这里就很简单的比喻。
A simple illustration for you.
你们读过数学的都明白。
Those of you who study mathematics would know.
无限大与有限界中间有一个无限的差距。
There is an infinite difference between infinity and the finite.
最小的无限。
The smallest infinity
还是无限
is still infinite.
最大的有限
the greatest finite
还是有限
is still finite.
最大的有限跟所谓如果有最小的无限中间还有一个无限的差别。
There is still a difference between the smallest infinity and the greatest finite.
像无限是有限，无限是无限，有限是有限。
Infinity is infinity and being finite is finite.
当有限综合起攻击去抵消无限的本质的时候
When you add up all the finite and when they try to oppose infinity
无限在受了极端的攻击受了整体的有限综合的抵消之后结果它完全撤回了有限的攻击还保留它本身的无限
Infinity in itself will not be touched at all by all the assaults by the finite
你还不明白吗
Do you not understand?
我用更简单的词句的表达出来
Let me give you an even simpler illustration
无限大减去一万万等于多少啊
Infinity minus a trillion What does it
等于多少啊
Equals to what?
还是无限大
It is still
对不对
infinite
无限大减去一十万万万万万万等于多少
Infinity minus a quadzillion
还是等于无限的
It's still infinite
因为无限比有限的最大数目还有无限的差距的大
The difference between infinity and the greatest number that you can imagine is still infinite
你只能用这样的了解去明白基督论去明白救赎论你才发现这不是别的宗教说的明白
When you use this understanding to understand Christology and soteriology, you will understand that Christianity is different from all the faiths.
再用另外角度来看。
From another angle then.
无限大除一万万等于多少
?Infinity divided by a quadzillion.
还是无限大。
It is still infinite.
所以这个代替的可能性是从量值之间不同的这边来做了解的。
The substitution death is understood from these quantitative differences.
From qualitative,
qualitative differences.
Because the qualitative difference between infinity and finitude.
因为无限跟有限之间
是不一样。So Christ could be our savior.
所以基督可以成为我们的救主。
The substitution understanding becomes possible.
所以我们才能够了解如何是以代罪的方式来牺牲。
你欠三万，他欠五万，他欠一百万，他欠两万万，他欠几亿。这些人谁能代付呢
When you have debts of several million and debts of several thousand, who can pay these debts?
我们所有的人欠这么多，你一个人怎么付清呢
All of us have only limited money. How can we pay all these debts?
除非他的钱比你所有的人所有的财产总合起来还更大的时候，否则他没有办法代替。
Unless you can find someone whose wealth is greater than all the wealth of the people combined.
He's one person's wealth. Is greater than totality of total people's wealth together. It makes it impossible to redeem.
除非你找到一个人，他的财富的总和是超过所有人的总和。
我从小没有人告诉我这样的原理。
When I was young, no one would have taught me this.
我在圣经里面找到这两节。
But I found this in the Bible.
他有无穷之生命的大能。
He has the great power of a never-ending life.
他有一个不能毁坏的生命。
And a life that can never be destroyed.
罪的果效就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
所有人罪发动产生的总有的死权攻到耶稣身上的时候。
When all this death came upon Jesus Christ.
他以不能毁坏的生命得胜吞灭了所有有限的罪产生的死权的总和。
With this life that has infinite power, he is able to have victory over the summary of all these things.
就从死里复活了。
And he was resurrected.
大概三个五年前，有一个12岁、11岁，我不记得，一个小孩子问我一个问题。
About 35 years ago, there was a 12-year-old child asking me a question.
我突然间惊奇发现，我面前一个小神学家。
Suddenly I realized there was a tiny theologian before me.
那个时候我还不是牧师。
I was not a pastor then.
他就谈传道，请问我们的罪都归向耶稣的身上，他去担当我们的罪，对不对？
The child asked, Preacher Tong, you say all sins are upon Jesus Christ. I said yes.
我们的罪都给他担当了。
We gave him all our sins.
他不但担当我们这里罪，也担当日本人的、印度人、外国人、美国人所有的罪，对不对？
The child said that he took on the sin of all these foreigners, the Japanese and the Germans.
我说对呀，圣经说看哪，上帝的羔羊除去世人罪孽的，不是那个印尼人罪孽的。
I said yes. The Bible says he took on the sins of the world, not just Indonesians.
他在问全世界人都对到他身上，他满身是罪，对不对？
And then he asked, he is full of sin, full of sin from the whole world.
我是耶稣基督，担当我们的罪，满身都是罪，因为他在十字架上亲身担当我们的罪的刑罚。
I said yes. He took on our sin on the cross.
那个他就很严肃的。
And the child said sternly,
请问耶稣满身是罪，他怎么上天堂？
He said, if Jesus has sin all over his body, how can he enter heaven?
突然间我发现我站在一个小神学家的面前。
Suddenly I realized this is a tiny theologian.
我马上想得掉问题，当许多主日学老师轻看他的学生的时候，是犯大罪，因为让许多潜在的伟人就这样离开教会。
I realized that many Sunday school has left all these people alone because they despise them and we have lost great minds.
Stupid teachers.
很笨的老师
can always produce more stupid students.
只能够叫更笨的学生
and always cast out the intelligent ones.
而聪明的就会给把他给离去。
我内心说主啊，给我力量回答他。
And in my heart, I say, Oh Lord, give me the strength to answer him.
就是这个12岁的孩子，后来慢慢刺激我找到怎样解决基督论救赎功能的问题。
It was this child that inspired me to find the answer.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣经里面有答案。
The Bible has the answer.
我们也都知道圣经有答案。
We all know that.
所以有许多传道人讲 ，Bible has the answer. Christ is the answer. But they never know where is the question.
传道人都说圣经有答案，但是连问题是什么他们都不知道。
我们迷信别人所讲的。
We are superstitious over many things.
我不是说圣经里面没有答案。
I'm not saying that the Bible has no answer.
我不是基督没有答案。
Or that Christ has no answer.
他怎样成为你真正合理的答案，你没有想象。
But you have never imagined what sort of answer is that.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督的降生。
The birth of Christ.
基督无罪的生活。
His sinless life.
基督在十字架上代赎。
The substitution for our for us.
这件事都明白了以后。
When you understand all these things.
就没有困难了。对人家说他为什么复活
？It would be easy for you to answer why he was resurrected.
圣经对复活最伟大的一个描写
，the greatest description of the resurrection
就是生命得胜，吞灭死亡。
It's how life has victory and swallowed up death.
得胜死亡
，it's victory over death.
是吞灭死亡
，it is a swallowing of death.
这个吞灭死亡
，and this swallowing
表示死就不存在。生命继续存在下去。
Tells us that death no longer exists, but life only.
死的权柄不存在在活的存在里面。
The power of death is no longer in the living.
活的存在除灭了死的存在。
Living in itself extinguished death.
除灭了死的存在之后，复活的生命继续存在下去。
And because of that, the resurrected life will continue.
这叫做吞了。
It means you have swallowed it.
得胜。把死亡吞掉了。
Victory has swallowed up death.
被吞掉的在哪里？已经不存在了。
The swallowed up thing no longer exists.
啊，吞掉这个不存在的存在，是一个继续存在的存在。
And the one that swallowed up death continued to live.
耶稣基督的复活
，The resurrection of Christ，
超理性的必然。
Is a necessity that transcends logic.
是逻辑上的困难。
It is a difficulty in logic.
是本体上的必然。
But it is necessary in his attribute.
这个再明白以后呢
？When you understand this,
你要问耶稣凭什么升到天上来
？You want to ask why Jesus deserved to be ascended?
大大用一点想象的力。
Let us imagine this a little bit.
耶稣复活了。
After his resurrection,
带了一个已经复活的身体。
He had a resurrected body.
是属天的。
It belongs to heaven.
不是属地的。
Not to earth.
是荣耀的。
It's glorious.
不是羞辱的。
Not the
shame. 是强壮的。
It's healthy.
不是软弱的。
Not weak.
是荣耀的。
It's glorious.
是属天的。
Belong to heaven.
是强壮的。
Healthy.
是属灵的。
Spiritual.
是
是
这五个属灵的本质。
All these five spiritual attributes.
复活身体的本质。
Is what a resurrected body is all about.
当他升天。
And then he ascended.
下面人看着他升天。
The people observe him.
五公尺。
5 meters.
50公尺。
50 meters.
500公尺。
500 meters.
到5000、5万公尺以后怎么办？
What will he do after 50,000 meters? Have you thought about this? Where will he go? Does it mean he go on a rocket? Where did he go? Does it mean he will drop down when the air is thinner than his weight?How did he ascend? Let's discuss this again. The fact is that we have no conclusion when we discuss. He is spiritual, not decayed, glorious. So we cannot understand him based on our present understanding of the flesh.After he was resurrected, he asked the disciples, do you have things to eat? And he was among them. He ate fish. This is the material matter going into a spiritual body. When the apostles were hiding,They locked all the doors because they were afraid. And Jesus came among them. This is the resurrected body entering into the material world. We see the material matter entering the spiritual body going through material world. Here we see the freedom of this spiritual body beyond the material. He will help us understand his ascension. He will enter into eternity after he passed the constraint of our eyes. Thanks be to God. The ascension of Christ. The Bible says he sits on the right hand of God. Let us not continue to look at all this from a human anger. If you say that Christ is on the right hand of God, does it not mean the Father is on Christ's left hand? So the question is, who is the of higher status?
如果你说身父更大，怎么更大的会在左边呢？
If you say the Father is of higher status, but then he's on the left hand side.
如果耶稣基督更大，请问耶稣基督凭什么比身父更大呢？
Then how can Jesus Christ have a higher status than the Father?
所以这里的右边的意义又是一种我们要了解的意义。
We have to understand the concept of being on the right hand.
耶稣基督被定坐在父的右边，不是复活以后才有的事情。
It is not something that happened only after the resurrection.
在创世纪的时候
In Genesis,
世界被造
When the world was created,
父子圣灵的位置早就定
The order of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has been set.
诗篇110篇的时候
In Psalms 110,
主对我主说
The Lord said to my Lord,
你要坐在我的右边
You will sit on my right hand.
我要使仇敌成为你的脚凳
I will make your enemies your footstool.
要像Melchizedek的等次成为永远的祭司。
You will be the eternal priest in the order of Melchizedek.
在那里给我们看见第一次右边的观念用文字写出来。
That was the first time we see the concept of being on the right hand.
这位将坐在父右边的是谁呢？
Who was this person sitting on the right hand of God?
圣子耶稣基督。
It was the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
坐在父的右边什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be on the right hand?
我得从三个层次去了解耶稣的升天，坐在父右边的意义是什么？
We can see this, understand this from three different areas.
一样，右边是蒙悦纳的地方。
The first one is the area of acceptance.
基督说来坐我右边的时候。
When he says, the king says, come sit on my right hand,
he
means he is pleased.
He 接纳你。
He has accepted you.
耶稣基督升天坐在父的右边什么意思呢？
What does it mean for Jesus to be ascended sitting on the right hand of God?
耶稣基督说现在祭已经蒙父上帝所接纳了。
It means his sacrifice has been accepted by God the Father.
耶稣蒙父差遣到世界上来。
When he was sent by God the Father,
他讲一句我常做我父所需要的事情。
He said, I always do things that pleases my Father.
当耶稣讲这句话的时候，听见的人许多就这样相信了他。
When he said this, the Bible says many people who heard it believe in him.
我有一次不经不到那一节，听到这句话，嘿，只因为耶稣说我常做他所需要的事，很多人就信了，我眼泪就流出来。
When I saw this, I was moved to tears.
今天很多人不肯信主，因为看不见我们常做父所喜悦的事。
Today, many people would not want to believe in Jesus Christ because they cannot see that we want to please God.
让我们的生活常常达到主所喜悦的程度。
When in our life we exemplify the pleasing of God,
我们常常做主所喜悦的事。
If we always do things that pleases our Lord,
有人点出来，四周人一看，他们就因此很容易信上。
It will be easy for other people to believe in God when other people point these things out.
我常常祷告主啊，赦免我，因为我许多时候不能使人信你，因为我不是常做你所喜悦的事。
And immediately I pray to the Lord, Oh Lord, forgive me. I cannot make people believe in me, believe in you, because I do not do things that pleases you.
圣父为基督所做的见证。
The witness that the Father had for Christ.
第二再再而三的说。
Repeatedly tells us.
这是我的爱。
This is my beloved son,
我所需要的,
who is pleasing to me.
你们要听他,
listen to him.
圣经给我们看见了两次一个普通的人勇敢进到王宫里面的情形。
The Bible gives us two incidents where a commoner would go into the palace boldly.
一个就是以斯帖,
the first one was Esther.
另外一个就是巴士帕,
the second one was Bathsheba.
以斯帖原是普通的意思。
Esther was a common person.
因为貌美被选作王后。
But she was selected as the queen.
当她的本族遇到杀身之祸的时候。
When her people were threatened with death.
全民面对死亡。
The people there was a genocide.
她的叔父莫迪凯跑到正义的房间。
Her uncle Mordecai came to the palace.
你要进去问王。
And told her to go and confront the king.
求他帮助。
And ask him for help.
叔父啊，王已经许久没有叫我进去。
And she said, "Uncle, the king has not summoned me."
没有一个人可以随便进王宫。
No, not a single person can enter easily.
我不敢进去。
I dare not do this.
我告诉一个人要推卸责任，一定有一大堆理由的，不必多讲。
It is easy for us to find excuses.
莫迪凯不要听理由。
莫迪凯 did not listen to her.
我老实告诉你。
She said, "Truly, I say to you."
莫非你今天得到王后的地位是为了？这一件事情，上帝的给你进了王宫。
The Lord has arranged you to come into palace, perhaps for this purpose.
整个以斯帖记是唯一的一本圣经66本中间没有提到上帝名称。
The Book of Esther is the only book in the entire Bible that does not have the word God.
但你读这本圣经，从来没有发现什么以斯帖记是根本没有提到上帝名字。
So it is quite curious why the whole book does not have the word God.
因为你假设的时候，你听的时候，你已经下意识地认为这都是上帝的作为。
Because when you read it, you already know subconsciously that God is working among the people.
如果你不愿意做，
if you're not willing to be the queen,
这个百姓会从另外一条路得到帮助。
The people will find help from another place.
言下之意，上帝不必用你，上帝有别的办法拯救一生，你就变成被丢掉，没有用的人。
In other words, God can raise other people and forsake you.
莫迪凯一点不妥协就回去了。
And Mordecai returned home without getting an answer.
以斯帖身为王后
，as the queen,
从世界政治的地位高过叔父。
Politically speaking, she had a higher status than her uncle.
书里面经验幼稚的不得了。
But spiritually speaking, she was immature.
师父的境界的话讲完了，走了，圣灵在她心里做工。
The Holy Spirit moved her after the warnings from the uncle.
知道她错了。
And she knew she made a mistake.
知道她不应当贪生怕死。
That she ought not to be timid.
知道她应该冒险进去。
She ought to go boldly.
所以她就冒险，没有得到命令，进到王的。
So without the king summoning her, she went to see him.
王看见以斯帖进来。
And the king saw her.
他就伸出手来。
And he raised his hand.
他就表示欢迎他。
To show that he accepted her.
这是第一次。
This is the first time.
第二次。
The second time.
巴士巴要进所罗门王宫的时候。
When Bathsheba was about to enter the
王的母亲的身份进去
the palace of Solomon as the mother of the king,
这个王没有叫他，他怎么可以进来呢？
But the king did not summon her,
他还是进去。
She still went.
当他进去的时候
when she entered,
圣经说
the Bible says,
Solomon 王说，吩咐人把椅子放在我右边，让我的母亲坐在我的右边。
King Solomon said, prepare a seat on my right hand for my mother.
这个右边是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be on the right
hand? 蒙约拿的意思。
The place that has of acceptance.
感谢上帝，我们每个礼拜都耶稣基督升到天上，坐在父上帝的右边，什么意思？
What does it mean when we say in the Apostles' Creed, He ascended to heaven and sit on the right hand of God?
表示基督所献的祭已经蒙上帝悦纳了。
It means God was pleased with His sacrifice.
基督在地上绝对无罪，完全战胜试探的圣洁生活。已经蒙上帝接纳。
A sinless life was accepted by God, and God was pleased.
来吧，坐在我右边。
Come and sit on my right hand.
基督是蒙悦纳的一位。
Christ was pleasing to God.
第二样
，Secondly，
耶稣基督坐在父的右边，什么意思呢
？What does it mean to sit on the right hand of God？
表示这是得胜者的位置。
This is a place of the victor.
当将军打仗回国的时候
，When a general comes back with victory，
消息传来。
When the news comes,
先为他预备这个欢迎的队伍。
They will prepare a welcome for him.
让全城的人可以夹道欢迎英雄的回家。
That the entire city will turn up to welcome him back.
这是载歌载舞的百姓。
People will be joyous.
看见披甲就带阵的这些将军同所掳的人回来的时候
，They will find all the loot and the slaves that the
大声欢呼。
They will shout in joy.
得胜者归家，得胜者归家。
The victor is home.
当他回到王的面前的时候
，And when the general returned back to the palace,
王会预备一个位置，让这个得胜的将军坐在那里，就是王的右边。
King will prepare a place for the victor to sit on the
right
hand side.
Seat is for the conqueror.
所以右边是给得胜者。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督所献的祭蒙上帝悦纳。
The sacrifice of Christ was accepted by God.
他坐在父的右边。
And God was pleased, so He sat on the right hand.
基督所打的仗完全得胜。
Christ was a victor in His victory battle.
坐在父的右边。
And so He sat on the seat of the victor.
第三样。
Thirdly,
右边是为掌权者预备的地方。
The right hand is for the person with authority and power.
所以当这个勇敢的战士回家的时候
，When the victor comes home，
这些将军得胜凯旋的时候
，When these generals have victories，
王要给他权柄，统治某一省、某一城、某一邦。
The king will grant him power to have authority to rule over certain cities.
你是掌权者
，You are the ruler.
你可以管理这些地方
，You will rule over this place.
我把这些百姓和这个政权放在你手中。
I will give you all these people and the power to
rule. 不但如此，圣经说
，The Bible says，
是仇敌成为你的脚凳。
The enemies will be your footstool.
当他做一个掌权者的时候
，When he is a ruler，
他不是站在那边而已。
Not only does he stand there，
他站的态度跟平常不一样。
The attitude will be different from normal.
他是这样站。
He will sit like that.
为什么这样站呢
？Why？
因为有脚凳在那下面。
Because there's footstool.
他不是这样站，不是这样跪着，他是在那里很雄壮的站。
You will stand with a stand of
victory. 那个矫正是什么呢
？What is a footstool?
仇敌要被你践踏。
It is for the enemy to be stepped by you.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是圣父对圣子的应许。
This is the promise of God the Father for the Son.
你要坐在我的右边。
You will sit on my right hand.
仇敌做你的矫正。
Your enemies will be your footstool.
耶稣基督的得胜。
The victory of Christ.
应许还有第二次更大的得胜。
Promises a second greater victory.
你的身已经为他预备好了。
The Lord has prepared this victory for him.
再来的时候
One day when he comes again,
全地都要归属他。
The entire world will be upon him.
他的名是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们今天有这样一位主。
We have such a Lord today.
曾经在历史的时刻中间。
Who in the history of mankind,
永恒进到世界。
From eternity he entered to the world.
道成肉身。
The word become flesh.
完全无罪的得胜。
He has victory over
sin. 代替我们死在十字架。
He took our place on the cross.
为我们死，为我们复活。
He was resurrected for us.
为我们升天。
And ascended for us.
坐在父的右边。
And now he sits on the right hand of God.
如果我们真心爱他。
If we truly love him.
忠心传讲他。
We will be faithful to preach his gospel.
为他而活。
We will live for him.
甚至为他而死。
Even to death.
有一天，这位主不是坐在那边，他站起来。
And one day our Lord not sitting there, he will stand up.
我们的圣经多次看见耶稣坐在父的右边，坐在全能者的右边，坐在上帝的右边，坐在右边，坐在右边。
In the Bible, we see so many times that Christ is sitting on the right hand of God.
圣经告诉我们，也讲耶稣站在上帝的右边。
Does the Bible talk about Jesus standing on the right hand of God?
有没有？耶稣站在上帝右边，有没有啊？有没有？有，只有一次。
Only once.
就是当斯提凡被杀的那一天。
On the day when Stephen was martyred.
石头一个一个冲到他，打到他的头上，他快要死以前。
When he was stoned almost to death.
上帝说：“父啊，我把我的灵魂交在你手。”
He stood up and said, "Father, I give you my spirit."
你要赦免他们。
Forgive them.
基督伟大的爱成为一个新的道的泉源。
The love of Christ becomes the new source for morality.
新的历史启发的动能。
And the power to start a new history.
所以基督死的时候的状况，现在斯蒂芬死有差不多同样的情形。
And now Stephen died in about the same way.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible says.
最后看见的是什么？
The last thing he saw.
耶稣基督站在父上帝的右边。
Was Jesus Christ standing on the right hand of God?
为什么耶稣不坐在那边看他死？
Why was he not sitting there watching?
耶稣站。
Jesus Christ stood up,
站在上帝右边,
stood up on the right hand of God.
因为他表示尊重为他而死的圣徒。
He respected and honored the saints who died for him.
站起来欢迎寻道的勇士。
He stood up and welcomed the martyr.
感谢上
帝。Thanks be to God.
耶稣在父的右边。
Jesus is on the right hand of God.
蒙悦纳的献祭者。
He is the one whose sacrifice was accepted by God.
他是这一个得胜的战士。
He is the warrior that has victory.
他是未来要掌权、用铁杖管理万有的君王。
He is the ruler that will rule over all things with his staff.
完了吗？
Was this the end?
不是。
No.
耶稣说，
Jesus Christ said,
我去是为你们预备地方。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去为你们预备的地方。
If I go and prepare a place for you,
必要再来迎接你们。
I will come and receive you.
我在哪里？你们也在那里。
Where I am, you will be also.
因为我活着，你们也要活着。
Because I live, so you will live.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以宗教的教主在哪里呢？
Where are all these religious leaders?
在他们的坟墓里。
They are all in the grave.
我们的主在哪里？
Where is our Lord?
在父上帝。
He is on the right hand of God.
你看见没有？
Can you see this?
基督的升天。
The ascension of Christ.
是我们绝对可靠的盼望。
It's the reason why we have absolute hope.
基督在父的右边。
The fact that he's on the right hand of God.
我们未来蒙恩的保证。
It is a guarantee of our blessing in the future.
基督有脚凳在他的脚下。
He has a footstool.
表示万民都要归顺他。
It means all people will have him as Lord.
请问，
My question is,
你爱他吗？
Do you love him?
你顺服他吗？
Are you obedient to him?
今天清楚知道。
Do you know clearly?
他在父的右边为你代求。
That he is calling upon the Lord on the right hand of God for you.
Intercession for you.
In intercessory prayer for you.
你知道不知道耶稣在父的右边？
Do you not know he's on the right hand of God?
为我们预备地方。
Preparing a place for us.
我们如何预备自己？
How do we prepare ourselves?
来被主所接纳。
To be accepted by him.
我们大家站起来祷告。
Let us stand up together and pray.